To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners, and time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. It's the 18th of March, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Google Home app users. Doesn't this thing need an overhaul by now? It looks like our dreams are going to come true. Apparently, the Google Home app will be getting a fresh, new, lovely design. At least according to the folks over at 9to5 Google, this will all be happening in the upcoming 2.49 update. Now, apparently from the release notes, at least from the App Store, Google's main focus is to make the app a lot more user-friendly. Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of our users out there that use this app would really appreciate that, Google. Now, they said you'll be able to quickly find what you're looking for. Even dim your compatible lights, much easier. And here's the big one. Want to change the volume of the music? You can do it from the app now. Whew. As far as controlling your devices, say your lights, you'll be able to tap on the device to turn it on or off, and even slide left or right on certain elements. Now, the Google Home app, the last major design, actually came in 2018. And even though there's been a little bit of changes here and there, it pretty much has been untouched since then. Speaking of new buttons and controls, have you taken a look at your Spotify app recently? Well, if you're into collaboration, particularly when it comes to playlists, you've not really had a whole lot of control. Who could actually contribute to and see your work? That all changes now. That's because Spotify is adding a completely new level of controls for those playlists. That means allowing users to keep closer tabs on who actually has access to them, including the ability to, say, share mixes or even keeping them private. How Spotify will do this, they'll give the playlist creator the ability to actually invite or remove users from collaborating. These quote-unquote admins will also be able to set these playlists to private, so no one else can actually even listen to them or even search for those particular mixes, meaning you can kind of have your own little private playlist group that nobody knows about, or you can share it with the world. Now, most people should have access already to this feature on their Spotify app. If you don't yet, expect it in the coming days. And finally, a few months ago, we talked about Winamp and how they're making a comeback. And I'm sure a lot of us out there, when we think of Winamp, we think of that original skin that sat on our Windows PCs so many, many, many moons ago. In fact, the original Winamp skin that we all know, love, and remember was actually set in place in 1997. Well, that skin now is going up for sale. Yes, Winamp will be putting up an NFT of Winamp's original 1997 graphical skin. This will be hitting the auction through the OpenSea between May 16th and May 22nd. Now, the proceeds apparently will be going to the Winamp Foundation, and they say they promise to donate them to charity projects, starting with Belgium's nonprofit Music Fund. Now, of course, if you win the auction, buyers will have the right to copy, reproduce, and display the image, but they won't own the copyright itself. In fact, selected artists will actually have to agree to transfer all intellectual property for their work to Winamp. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd like to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show right now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. We need your help so we can keep the new show on the air. And you can easily do that by your generosity of basically like one cup of coffee per month keeps us on the air. That's right, for as little as $5, you could do your part in helping the new show. Don't forget to check out the official British Tech Network on our social destinations as well, at Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, I hope you have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.